paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this program, and welcome here today. I think I'm going to stop saying Thursday or Friday or this is the date and all this. Make these broadcasts where I can play them any time. And nobody will say, well, wait a minute, this is Tuesday, and he said Thursday. This must be a retread. Family, I'm going to cover some secular news today, but I'm going to give you the news behind the news. And today the title is A Call to Arms. Except not the kind of arms you're thinking of. It's the real war. We are at war. But this fakery, this Hollywood production out there in Nevada, oh, it's real. I mean, it's happening. You know, they... Just like the Reichstag fire, Reichstag, whatever, it's a southern term for Reichstag. It's just another ploy of the Nazis and communists that control this world since the beginning. They just call themselves now Nazis. Communists, Luciferians, Satanists, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Royal Order of the Garter Belt or whatever, and the Club of Rome and the Skull and Bones, and it's like children running around with 5-year-old children running around with 357 magnums that's given to them by their fathers and cocked and loaded and say, sons, daughters, go play. What playground, daddy? Well, go to the Council of Foreign Relations playground or the Club of Rome playground, whichever one you want. That's what it is. And they lose. They've lost this already. They don't understand that because they are filled with a reprobate mind. You still pray for them. But family, the evil that abounds in this agenda is beyond the mind, beyond the imagination. these Luciferians that are your major players in Congress, the House of Representatives, Joint Chief of Staff, the White House, Chatham House, Royal Institute of National Affairs, all your kings and queens, family. Satan, the supernatural Satan, and the fallen angels, they're prince and princes of this world. Jesus is allowing them control to a certain extent in accordance with the Bible. This is the reality. Not that there's some little thing going on there in Nevada. Oh, it may result in some national martial law or whatever. But family, it'll all be canceled out when God says that's enough. Their little playground is going to be turned upside down. It don't matter if it's a 4-star general, 30, 40 years of service. Makes no difference whatsoever. They'll be on their knees to Lord God Almighty when Jesus Christ comes down, or they'll already be in hell if they didn't take Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's real simple. It's that simple. All this Agenda 21, FEMA camps, fallen debris from space, oh, just name it, Yellowstone National Park, Bluey, all this stuff. When God says enough is enough and the 7-year tribulation begins, man, all bets are off. And I got news for you there, Elite. You're not going to Venus in a big dome or Mars. It ain't going to happen. You just wasted $1 billion, man. They got you hook, line, and sneaker. You're going to start a... I bet some of y'all are actually, you Elite, that you're thinking that maybe I'll start a new generation of elites out there with my last name. They'll have me up on some kind of... Maybe they'll put a Bible in my name or something. Well, I got news for you, son. It ain't going to happen. Because Jesus Christ is King. He's God incarnated, human flesh. The name is Jesus, not Yeshua, not Yahweh, none of that. No, sir, it's not. It's real simple. Real simple. But hard to live. It's hard to live with. It's hard to live by. And it never was meant to be easy. We're on a testing ground. This is kind of a... It's kind of a boot camp. It's kind of a Paris Island for training. It is. Except it's a lifetime instead of 11 weeks. The graduation is whether you go to heaven and failure, you don't get retread. You don't get reincarnated. You either go to hell or you go to heaven. And the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Only way through Jesus Christ is repentance. Accept him as your Savior, asking the Holy Spirit to come into your hearts. As between you and him, no rabbi, no priest, no preacher, no evangelist, none of them. It's between you and God through Jesus Christ alone. No other name. Name one. You can count them off in a heartbeat. Their beginning is their ending. You ask, when did Buddha appear? When did Muhammad appear? When did the Imam Mahdi appear? When did the Kalki Avatar, or so forth. Same thing with the Bibles. The King James Bible is endless. It actually goes back, and I've done this before, but I won't do it right now, but I can prove to you that the King James Bible goes all the way back to creation, not 1611. It might have been printed, but since the King James Bible is the only true Word of God, well, God's the Creator, and he don't change his mind every generation, by the way. So that means, since it chronicles the creation, the prophecy of the coming Messiah. Ah, the Messiah is here, and his name is Jesus. He dies, resurrected, and I'm coming back. That's prophecy. It chronicles the whole gamut from beginning of creation to the end of human physical existence and beginning of eternity. There's no book, literally, in the trillions of books. I'm making that number up. Could be 2 trillion, I don't know. The trillions of books, literally, has ever been written, will never surpass to the truth contained in the King James Bible. Of course, that truth is getting smaller and smaller. They even got counterfeit King James nowadays, depending on the publisher. Real subtle changes to it that are actually major, but subtle to catch them. So they try to end around by coming up with 323 or so. Maybe more. versions of a Bible, and all 320 some odd, are corrupted and can be traced to the origin of corruption. King James, no. Nope. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to get down to, and we'll talk about the news, this little thing going on in Nevada, which may result in martial law. I'm going to play some videos, audios, it wouldn't be video, would it? Audios that some of you have heard before, but I'm going to play them to make a point. And I always have some information I've said before, but I include new information as well. But I do the old information that I've talked about in recordings and all this to put what I'm getting ready to say in perspective. If I've got new listeners, you're like saying, where did he come up with that? Well, I lay the groundwork. And then in respect of those that's been listening to me for a while, I try to make that short because some of it you've memorized by now, I suppose. But I like to put things in proper perspective. Because this is a one-world conspiracy. It goes back to Nimrod. And then before the flood, that was a dividing line, by the way, three generations before was Noah. Mm-hmm. And then before Noah, as a linking up to Adam and Eve. And it goes back that far until today. The same players. It's supernatural. This is the rule of the universe. Supernatural. It's got everything to do with what's going on in Nevada. Everything to do with, you know, the New World Order and the tyranny of America and all this sort of thing. All of it's connected. All of it is to keep you busy using the dialectic strategy of Satan, which it can be traced to supernatural origin, by the way. Let's begin. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we can come together, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we come before you in the name of his Son, your Son, Father, in this broadcast today, tonight, the Bible study. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity of having this network that you've given us and blessed us with. And we thank you, Father, for this. Lord, we thank you for the days you've given us, and we thank you for our parents, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, that we may see heaven. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us together and connects us all. But, Father, we pray down here, we pray that, Lord, you give us that gift of discernment, of patience, understanding, wisdom that comes only through your Holy Spirit. Lord, we do pray that, Lord, that Holy Spirit will touch those in the pulpits. That, Father, you'll have a conviction of their heart that when they use wrong Bibles, that they'd be convicted. That, Father, when they preach this new emerging church theology, that, Father, they'll be convicted. That, Lord, when they follow the steps of the corrupted theology that's going on today, that they'll feel convicted. And Lord, to step away from their connections with the government, to step away from the 501c3 statuses, and Lord, to start preaching the true word of God, bringing people to the pulpit, bringing people to redemption and salvation through spreading of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for returning veterans, Lord, through the use of the psychiatric drugs and so forth, Lord, to use your Holy Spirit to render the effects null and void. And, Father, to render null and void the effects of the microchips they have inside their bodies. And, Lord, to silence the voices in their heads that's being caused by technology. Lord, to tear down that technology. And at once and for all, to cause the change of frequency to destroy their technology. We know that day is coming, that they won't have the technology. But, Lord, we're praying for that to end as soon as you can. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, to set up divine appointments for family members and loved ones and friends or situations, Lord, that Lord, will set them up Lord, that will set them up with divine appointments that will lead them to the true word of God and be salvation. Lord, we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, to close our minds, to take Satan away, Lord, that when he causes our distractions, when he causes our minds to sway, to go away in other directions, that, Lord, you put us back on track. Lord, we know our families will be attacked. We know now more than ever, Lord, that that Holy Spirit's got to be there to protect us with the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, to give people the courage to turn away from the world and turn to your Son, Jesus. We pray for protection of the children. Lord, it's going to be profiled for abduction for these satanic sacrifices that's coming up in April and May. And, Father, we call upon you to send a comfort of spirit for those families that's going to endure tragedies that's yet to happen. That you'll be there, Father, to lead these families to your Son, Jesus, in the tragedies and comfort. And to bring happiness and comfort to those that seek it, Lord, that to open up their eyes, accept divine appointments. That, Father, will be led by the Spirit. We pray for the leaders of this country, for the leaders of the other countries, and, Father, through those, that your Holy Spirit will bring some to repentance. And, Father, they'll have whistleblowers that's going to come out and tell the truth. And, Father, we know that the forces of Satan are acting fast. But, Father, we know the Holy Spirit's already ahead. But, Father, we know that we have to pray for that help. And, Father, while we pray and we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over our families, those that's praying, Lord, and everything that belongs to us. And, Father, we ask you for the giant warrior angels and those to be loosed from heaven above to surround and protect us. And, Lord, as your war club and weapons of war, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all walls protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And, Father, the Holy Spirit, we ask him to break down the power of all of these curses, these hexes and vexes, the spells and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, the jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain to be taken away, the torment, the psychic power to be broken up, the psychic warfare, the prayer chains to be broken, and everything else being set my way, or a family member's way, and return it and the demons to the senders right now, back to them sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we pray. I pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And, Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they, too, may be set free from these bondages of Satan. And, Father, as we're taught, that's why we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, it's important that you study, learn about, pray with, about, all the above, putting on the full armor of God. The full armor of God. And in your mind, when you read that scriptures and you read that study, make that study, you learn about the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the gospel shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of Word of God, and that family with extreme evidence and testimony is the King James Bible, and there is no other. And there's not one theologian can say otherwise. It don't matter who it is. It don't matter where they're from. It don't matter what they've done. King James Bible stands alone. The steps to become born again are real simple, actually. Is realize that God loves you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Realize that sin has a price that must be paid. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal. Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Realize that Jesus Christ died to pay your price. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And finally, you pray and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Claim his promise of eternal life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:35. And you know, that's kind of what happens when, if you're in a combat situation or a fight or something and you've exhausted yourself or your ammunition is blank and you, well, that would be a bad start in the first place. Somebody must not like you. But your magazine, your charging handle locks back and there's no more ammunition. And they're still coming. Unfortunately, that's when people start praying. When they should be praying before they even get there. If they pray before they get there, sometimes they won't have to get there in the first place. All of our wars, literally, have been pre-planned well over 100 years ago. History, listen, all of history is planned before it happens. With about 90% chance it's going to happen. That 10% when God steps in and says, well, no, you're not. History is pre-planned ahead by the Illuminati. And always has been. The Luciferian, that's why it's supernatural. Only a supernatural intelligence could ever plan something like this. Using mankind as a pawn in the game. That's how it's always been. That's how it's going to be. That's the way it is. And it's going to take, I guess, a lot. It's going to take the tribulations, hello, to get people to realize this. In the meantime, we're going to play around here with Ruby Ridge and all. All this is real. But all this is to set up one thing or another using the dialectic. People die. It's all pre-planned. Some of it's make-believe, some of it's real. It's a mixture. But there's a governing body that plans all this using the dialectic. It's not spontaneous. Heck, it goes back all the way to Alexander. Charles Mann, King John, further back, way back. Further back than Alexander, all the way back to Nimrod. Nimrod was the first attempt of Satan to have a new world order. Had about five ever since. Each generation has had its Hitler. That's Satan getting prepared for the day. Because he doesn't know when the Lord's coming. He just knows it's soon. Everybody keeps saying Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Well, Satan knows he's coming back, but he don't know how soon because Satan doesn't have wisdom, nor does he have discernment. So he needs a Christian that's tied in. That's of the Spirit. To put a spell upon himself, to gain access, a portal to open for a demon to come inside and possess, or to demonize or find some way of a weakness in the Christian. That's what's always been. Solomon was a victim. David, he tried to get into. Moses, he tried to get into. That were their weak moments, even Noah. The weak moments, Satan presents himself. He tried that with Jesus, but it failed at the desert. You see, there's nothing inconsistent here. He tried this with Jesus in the desert. Turn this stone into bread. Jump off the cliff. I give you all the nations of this world if you bow down to me. He tried to find a weakness in Jesus, but he could not because Jesus didn't win with M16. He won by the word of God with scripture. This is what you're fighting today, Nevada. It's going to take a while for people to realize this. They're going to have to run out of ammo. Everybody says go buy. Now, I'm a former U.S. Marine. I was a captain. My specialty was infantry, tactics. When I got out, it was anti-terrorism and three conflict zones of sort. Three areas of conflict. They weren't in high intensity, but the Congo, Kosovo, during the time that was rebuilding. In Saudi Arabia, after the attack occurred, I was sent there on purpose to... I was the one that started the contract to protect the OPM Sang personnel in Riyadh. I was the one that started. And in Kuwait, I was the one that started the armed contract after the military pulled out in June 1994, after Kuwait ended. I came in and helped set up protection for the military there. I was at the start of Kosovo in the rebuilding after NATO and Wesley Clark murdered I don't know how many people there with their invasion, trying to start World War III in Kosovo. That's another story. Oh, they did. It was in preparation for 1999. Year 2000, we were supposed to be in a New World Order. A lot of people don't know that. That was the purpose of Y2K, Kosovo, Wesley Clark. He's a liar. Cecil Rhodes, Rhodes Scholarship, no telling. There you go. Family, I tell it like it is. I don't fear none of these people. None whatsoever. You need to know the truth. And I mean specific truth. I don't work for nobody. I don't follow no flag. I follow Jesus Christ. I'm done. That's it. Jesus Christ is before family. It's before country. It's before whatever it is. Jesus Christ is number one. And until you become obsessed with that, you're going to be flying around, going around, doing this and doing that. Looking here, looking there, looking up, looking down. And taking the eyes off the ball. Well, the tribulation is because God loves us. The conviction we have is because God loves us to put us back on track. So when I'm shooting, if you're out there shooting, bang, 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 people getting killed around you, you run out of bullets, what are you going to do now? Everybody says, go buy a gun. But, well, I believe in home protection and all that. You know, but you're going to run out of bullets, though. You know, these bullets aren't like, You just don't, okay, I'm out of bullets, Junior, go make us some more. It don't work that way. You're going to run out of freeze-dried food. It's going to happen, you know, unless you just, well, there's my freeze-dried food, and let's sit here and look at it. Well, then you're going to starve to death. So you're going to eat it, right? Yeah. So you're going to eat it. And when you're done eating, you're not going to get a resupply. Well, I'm going out and kill me a deer and a muskrat. And all. Well, great. How many people do you think is going to be doing that? Family, when famine comes to this land, and it will, you're going to be eating your pet cat and dog. This country has no idea about what famine really is. Well, in tribulation, you're going to. Right now, Satan is giving us rewards because this country is ran by Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Secret societies that believe they're going to advance themselves, and it will not happen. That's Satan placating them with rewards, not blessings. And he'll pull back rewards, and the reality is going to smack him right beside the face. When you got to take a blood oath that you can't even tell your family you took, horrific blood oath of the Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. And you know what the both is. I got them word for word in the first 3 degrees. It's absolutely horrific. If your parents knew, your parents, if your children and family, mother, father, wife knew what you said in these Mason meetings, it would horrify them. And you go to church too? How do you do that? Jester meetings? Come on now. Let's face reality here. Well, they run the country. You start off with the founding fathers. You had a conflict with the founding fathers, by the way. A number of them were deists. Others were Christian. But they got a rude awakening when they realized the Fabian Society, Freemasonry, was taken over, ran by the Illuminati. Oh, well, that's a history lesson. History books keep changing. Why is that? How does history keep changing? That's a funny thing, huh? How come the history books aren't the same today that were about 20, 30, 40 years ago? History changed and the past changed somehow. How'd that happen? Could it be that the history is written by the winners, and the winners weren't Christian? Never have been. All the real truth tellers of any significance have all been assassinated. Controlled opposition today are nationally syndicated. Virtually all of them. Because all the media is controlled perfectly by the Council of Foreign Relations. You see, a lot of foxes in the hen house. Matter of fact, the hen's about gone, and the foxes are taking over. Well, I know, I guess just staying with the protocol of today, I should talk about the real war. Well, I am going to talk about the real war. But I'm also going to talk about this situation in Nevada that's going down. Everybody's all tied up in this standoff. And I was watching a YouTube of allegedly... Oh, it was connected and all this sort of thing, of a standoff between the locals there and the police. And it was, I looked at it for about maybe, oh, every bit 60 minutes near the Bundy Ranch. And I watched this little alleged home video or, you know, iPhone capture something or another. And someone's that's controlling it is hollering out to all this rhetoric he probably learned in a FEMA training camp. Your tyranny, blah, 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 blah. How dare you do this to us and all this and that and the other. I mean, it's all scripted out on a cue card. I mean, the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. And one of them came over and said, now come up here and tell us what happened to you. He comes up and he gets all set like an actor and says, well, my aunt was thrown to the ground and she was the, all this. And the police out there pretending to be the border or the police, whatever. See, I used to train State Department Armed Security. I used to train them at Kuwait Armed Security. So forth. And we had what's called limited scope performance testing for the Department of Energy and Department of State and on and on and on. And what we would do would have on-spot visits to the posts of various places. And we'd actually have scenarios that was acted out. So you would actually act the part of a suicidal employee or two employees arguing, getting ready to fight. And so the guards or the military that was involved and whatever, depending who the students were, would have to react and we'd grade them on how they responded to a real world setup situation. So you actually act the part. And they had to act the part as well and make it look real. Well, that's exactly what I saw on this YouTube. Except it was poor acting. It's like they become emotional on cue. You can tell the difference between someone is really being beaten or really angry and all so forth and so on. There's a difference. There's a major difference. So it's really hard to fake the real thing. But you can try to come close to it. Well, these were just nothing but a FEMA exercise. That's all it was. So I'm thinking, why are they going through all this and making it look like it's real on YouTube? You see. So what they do, because the news, the YouTube, whatever, is a training ground for the Illuminati, they actually will cause a situation to take place in Timbuktu, Michigan, or wherever. And they know it's happening. So they'll record it. Or they'll have someone there that's just one of the members that pretend to be on your side or whatever. And he'll take photos of it and he'll take video of it, or he'll be a, you know, testimony and all this. And then it'll be printed nationwide. So then all they need is one article, one instant, in one location that's scripted out, made to look real. And then they'll make that article viral, or that YouTube viral. And here's what they do with it. The average American, he's not even watching. Don't even care. He watches his 10 minutes of news, reads the newspaper, and that's it. And he believes every word he reads. The other small percent are the truth tellers and the, I don't know, the conspiracy theorists, that's us. You know, we're involved in this and so forth. It's actually Hawkins talks about the 8 veils of understanding. Pretty interesting. Hawkins. The 8 veils of understanding kind of gives you an outline, but I'm giving you kind of a summary of it, sort of. And so we're the ones that say, man, you got to do this and do that. Look at the chemtrails. And everybody else is saying, you're crazy. So you got all the knowledge and the, about what's in the chemtrails and the vaccines and New World Order, and everybody thinks you're crazy. So they're depending on you to inform the public. So that's why they're sending out nationwide. And so it creates a fear or a turnoff. So people keep hearing all these things, they just turn right off. They don't want to hear it. Well, that's okay, they'll handle that. The ones that want to get into it, it causes fear and then anxiety. Oh, they like that. It's called controlled opposition. And they pretend to be on your side, most of them. They say Jesus, they say Christ, they say God. They'll say, oh, I'm a Christian and all this, but yet their fruits don't show as such. Family, the news, the media is a training ground like a school. You thought you were graduating out of high school or college? No. The media, they're there to train you to be, to accept, or to find out if you're going to reject the New World Order. This is a training ground right here. Okay. So that's what this is all about. To set up the dialectic. It's not real. Do people die in these not real situations? Absolutely. They'll assassinate a family, a person, in a skinny second, in a New York minute. They microchipped our troops, going back to the 1970s, if not before. The 22 suicides per day, really probably about 26. Per day. I didn't make a mistake. Per day. It's not just post-traumatic stress. Don't let them tell you that. It's being orchestrated and planned. The attack against the United States by our own people, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you've heard me say it 10,000 times, started in 1945 and 46 to target the United States to take it down. They knew they'd take one, maybe even two generations to set it up. In one briefing, they said it might take a century. Because they needed us to be in the nuclear family, to be together, to fight the first two world wars, to galvanize with the right, we got to fight for freedom. Edward Bernays came up with that. We've been hooked and crooked since 1776 by a Luciferian agenda. And everything I'm telling you, I can support with evidence. So you see, when you know this agenda, and God shares you through the Holy Spirit what's going on, you see through all this mumbo jumbo that has gathered together and got everybody all in fear and anxiety. Would they go so far as to take out one city with a nuclear bomb to have a fake World War III like Hagee is talking about? Hagee is way off course, and Glenn Beck and the rest of them. This is not Ezekiel 38 and 39. This is not World War III. This is not even the beginning of World War III. But they want to make it so because of preterism, Calvinism, getting us to believe that the end times are already done. Not even close. The first seal is yet to come. That's when it really gets serious. All this other is just kind of keep you busy, keep you tied up and confused and in fear and anxiety. And Satan gets a foothold in you. I say pooey. Because Jesus Christ is already knowing what's going on. He's on your side. Greater is he in you than in the rest of the world. And it's open to the rest of the world. It's just a matter of decision. Makes nobody better than another. None of that. It's whether or not you decide to take Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's a matter of decision. And to love everybody. But sometimes you got to walk away. What, Kenny Rogers? You know, some fold them, hold them. Sometimes know to walk away, etc., etc. Well, call to arms today. Now, I played this before, and you that my regular listeners, bear with me here. I'm going to play something again. In a minute. Before I do that, I'm going to share with you, taken with a grain of salt, big grain of salt, matter of fact, but that Cleven Bundy. Now, Bundy, I can't tell you. I haven't seen any research necessarily, but I got this suspicion, all I have. Keep in mind that the Bundys, and not the ones on TV, thank you very much, but Bundy, and if you don't believe me, look at it right now, this very second. Put Bundy, B-U-N-D-Y, put a plus sign, and then put Illuminati, Royal Illuminati family, and there you go. Now, I haven't done any analysis on these Bundys in Nevada, but my feel is, it's all I can tell you, my opinion is, that they're somehow linked up to the Illuminati. I don't know this to be true. It could be just another Bundy branch. Ranch. That kind of fit, didn't it? Anyway. But I find it very unusual. Very unusual. Nevertheless, Cleven Bundy's son, promises a major change in the situation between ranchers and the government to happen today. It's supposed to broadcast live on this Josh Trolley show, whatever. And Cleven Bundy, all of a sudden now, is the last remaining rancher in the southern Nevada county. And he stands in defiance of a 2013 court order that he demands that he remove his cattle from public land that's being managed by U.S. Department of the Interior's Bureau of Land Management. Now, all of a sudden, since 1993, this has been going on. And why all of a sudden it's taken a highlight? At the same time, a Marine shoots another Marine. At the same time, the Child Protective Service takes this child, this infant, away from his family that had legal marijuana for some medical reason. All this hits at one time. In this 1 week, the stabbing, alleged stabbing, and there's a question there about that, by the way, stabbing 20 people, no way possible. This kid, no. All this in 1 week, something smells bad. I smell Rush Dog fire coming in, sinking of the Maine, Pearl Harbor, all false flags, Waco, Branch Davidian compound, Oklahoma City. I smell foul. I don't mean ducks neither. And so, Bundy's beef with the federal land management dates back to 1993, according to federal officials. Allotment for grazing his cattle on public land is modified to include protection for desert tortoise. And Bundy told AP, which is Illuminati, AP, CFR, his family had been reaching or ranching at Pardon Nevada since 1870s. Here we go. And maneuverings on both sides and legal maneuverings. Nevada District Court judge, 2013, permanently enjoined cattle, his cattle, 900 by the government's count, from grazing on public property. So the judge reiterated that decision in 2013 and authorized that the U.S. government to impound his cattle in 2013. Timing is impeccable. So, they arrest his son for filming. And, of course, this acted out really well. They played the part. And then at the same time, you've got Colonel Riley. You've got Rykoff for going up to D.C. to be advocate for suicides of U.S. military vets. And he's a Council of Foreign Relations member. He's Illuminati working for the rights of the veterans. There's something wrong with that one. Something is stinky, real stinky. And then you got this march in 1 May of veterans. May the 1st. May the 1st. May the 1st is May Day. May the 1st, no pun intended. May the 1st is the anniversary of the New World Order plan by Adam Weishaupt. May the 1st, 1776 is the anniversary of the New World Order plan. And it's the birthday of Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest. On the planet we're living in today that was forwarded from 1873 to 1945. And the one that brought to 1873 was Adam Weishaupt's plan from 1776 to 1873. And then Albert Pike, a Freemason, did the plan further in 1873, planning three world wars in the 20th century. So his plan would go to 1945. In 1945, the plans were to then, that's why the Bilderberg meeting, Bilderbergs were set up the 1954. Family, this is all connected together, right under your noses. And they put it under your noses, but they're counting on you not being able to connect the dots. You know, I connect those dots, man, and it's getting stinky in here. Yeah, it sure is. It's getting really nauseating, actually, for me, because I see what these suckers are up to. You know. And it's not good. And they're evil on both sides. Both sides are evil. Of that, there's no question. You don't have any good side in this thing at all. Jared Boykin and Wesley Clark and Clinton and the whole darn lot of them, these generals, man, they turned their life over to the secret societies for whatever reason. They were up to no good. And they pulled people in. See, Clinton, the Obama administration, the role that they're playing, and they played it very well, was to bring Muslims, alleged Muslims, into the department heads. It's all planned that way. Then the role of the secret societies on the other side, like General Boykin's side and Oliver North and all those on the right-hand side, whatever, are to then go after the administration and say, we got Muslims in the White House. So they're playing this little dialectic on y'all. You see what they're doing? To divide everybody. They're going to divide Democrats, Republicans, divide the whites and the blacks and the Hispanic, and causing chaos and disorder so that people want to come together. Okay, and doesn't that sound great? But the problem is, this wanting to come together is leading back to the New World Order, which is controlled by a Luciferian agenda. That's how they do it. So literally, only God, only the return of Jesus Christ is going to solve this. No human being can even think about it. Because mankind does not have the wisdom nor the discernment. Now, I find this timing. This is the 10th of April. Well, let me throw something at y'all. They have a time schedule. They've got certain times of the month that they operate. And the way it works, some of you are not going to like this, but it's actually true, is that there's portals in the supernatural world. And these portals only open up on certain times of the year, certain days of the month, certain hours. And human sacrifice must take place during this period of time. And the human sacrifice, release of souls, release of energy, opens up portals. Well, it just so happens that in this period of time, we're in a critical period of time, where April 15th, is the beginning of events that goes back, Lord knows how long ago. I'll give an example. This one, you're not all told this all along. 19th to 25th of April, the Easter weekend, Black Sabbath. It marks the death of Jesus Christ while we think we're worshiping him. No. Easter Sunday is known to Satanists as Unholy Sunday. Now, 19 to 25th of April is a sacrifice preparation, kidnapping, holding of ceremony of preparation of a person for human sacrifice worldwide. And on the 25th of April is what's called the Damuer, D-A-M-U-E-R, ritual. It's a grand climax on the 25th. Sex rituals and sacrifice of a woman or young girl. And on the 30th is Walpurgis Night Beltrane. Now you know where 1 million children go every year. Now you know why I pray for it. To end it. To bring Jesus Christ back. You have blood rituals and human sacrifice. This is the ugly part of the reality of what's going on. Now some of these secret society members, they don't know. They really don't know. They're all caught up in this patriotism and all this and all that. They don't realize they're being used, and they always have, since the 1700s. I look at a bigger picture. I don't look at this little stuff that keeps me all tied up in the minutiae, because I see a bigger picture going on here. That's why it's about spiritual warfare. This is a call to arms. This is the real war that you're in. Evidence. April 19th to May the 1st is a very important time period to Satanists. And Satanists control the White House. Satanists control Chatham House. Satanists control every major government in this world, including Putin and the whole doggone lot. Putin's nothing but a throwaway president. So's Obama. They do what they're told to do by scripting. For from the Vatican. And the Vatican is controlled by a pope you don't know about. Some of you do, some of you don't. Pepe Orsini. He's the real pope. The gray pope, they call him. The black pope is, I always get it mixed up. Adolfo Nicholas is a Jesuit pope. Francis is nothing more than another Jesuit. That's another interesting part right there. Three Jesuits are in control of the Vatican. It's like three little pigs inviting the three wolves to come in the house. Roman Catholics, you're in a whole lot of trouble. They're there to take you down. It is documented in the Illuminati textbook that there will be a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. It will be re-spiritualized into the New World Order, into the New Age movement. Secular humanism, Buddhism, Hinduism. We are one in Christ, and etc., etc. That's what's going to move itself into. So first they got to show you how evil it is in order to crash it. That's what they're doing now. That's why Francis is bringing in all the religions in. It's like saying we're aboard the Catholic Titanic. All come aboard. All your religions, come on, we're going to have a party. And then when you get out there, they find a big iceberg and they hit it and sink it. And then they'll throw out another ship. This is the only ship you got. It's a New Age ship. You going to drown or you going to hit the ship there over there? They're waiting for you. That's kind of hyperbole that I'm talking about. April 19th to May the 1st. Now. The Lucifer followers and the Illuminati, they have a blood sacrifice to the beast Moloch. In Bohemian Grove, it's a cremation of care. It begins a most crucial 13-day period, April 19th. Fire sacrifice is required on April 19th or a day before, a day after. Especially children and women or just plain innocent victims that may just consider collateral damage. Each human being has a life force. It's like a generator. This is a reality. It's physics. It's biology, chemistry, alchemy. There's nothing about it, philosophy at all, or even religion. Science, it's principles of the universe that's being used to open up portals. Let me show you how they do it. Do you remember the Illuminati considers war to be the most acceptable way to sacrifice? Matter of fact, the Carnegie Foundation had a meeting in 1909. They had a meeting that lasted 1 year to determine the best way to control people because they were beginning the 20th century. Yeah, remember World War One? Yeah. And they discovered that the best way to control people was a war, and a war only. So they knew that two world wars and some revolutions, a major one was coming. That settled that up to 1945. After 1945, they were in preparation for World War III. World War III, planned by Albert Pike, was to be between Islam and the Zionists at some future date when it was all set up. Okay, that would be the last war. Beginning in 1950 was the takedown of America. The planned defeat, withdrawal, stalemate of Korea. Oh, MacArthur confirms this in his diary. And the planned defeat of Vietnam and destruction of the U.S. military began specifically during Vietnam, unbeknownst to the veterans who fought hard for what they thought was about freedom, was not remotely about freedom at all, and democracy and all this sort of thing. As a lie we were fed, it goes back to Edward Bernays and World War One. Me being a former Marine, that makes me mad. But being a follower of Jesus Christ, I look at the bigger picture. Family, this goes all the way back to April the 19th, 1775. The Battle of Lexington and Concord. Masonic-led revolutionary war, inevitable, but which was to aid to the lie about independence for the colonies, which we remained a colony. We didn't win that war. We never won our independence, actually. We were made into a corporation, never a country. They lied to us. History books lied. Our teachers lied. Our leaders have been lying, and they know. They're under a blood oath to not tell you this. All of them. April 19th, 1775, a blood sacrifice of both Revolutionary War, British and Americans. There's your blood sacrifice. April 19th, 1861, Baltimore riot, first blood shed over the Civil War. April 19th, 1861. We were put under a 70-year bank cycle established by the banks beginning 1789. That's what the April 19th, 1775 was all about. To put us under financial bondage of the Illuminati. Beginning in the year 1789. We were made a corporation in 1783. Prince King George III, the losing king, right, of England, he's made the Prince of the United States Incorporated. And we had to pay the debt back. That's how you do it. You start a war, put them under bondage of the entire colony, which we were and are. 70 years, what happens? 1859. Oops, oh, there's a civil war. Another time of giving up souls, setting up the next 70-year bank cycle. 1859. What's the next one? 1929. Each time was collateral. 1789 was Washington, D.C. was given to the money powers. That's collateral. If they give us a loan to keep operating government for this colony, when's it going to end? 1859. Well, we need a war. And they got one. That's what that was for. They needed some kind of riot, some kind of violence. And they got it. Firing on Fort Sumter. April 19th, need a blood sacrifice for more souls. Bring in the fallen angels, Saint Germain of Moria. Let's call it for what it really is. A sacrifice of humans to gain that energy to be able to come into this world to lead. This is what's really going on. What was collateral? The 13 states was given to the money powers. Lincoln was going to escape it. They assassinated him. We've been under martial law since 1860s. Lincoln had a change of heart. Isn't it amazing how God works? Anyway, what's 1859 plus 70? 1929. That's what 1910 was all about. Setting up the Federal Reserve. You need to have a Federal Reserve and a stock market to set up the Great Depression. Why? Because 1929, the debt's going to run out. So need another war or depression or something. Well, they had all of the above. Lulled us into a false sense of security. 1921. Everybody's all fat and happy. That's where the Clapper Girls and all that stuff. Mafia and all this, that, and other going on. Federal Reserve had a meeting in 1927 to plan the Great Depression. Very simple. 1928, I.G. Farben, chemical cartel, funds the Nazi movement fully. You know, Henry Ford gives them the vehicles. J.P. Morgan jumps in there. Rockefellers, they all jump in to help Hitler. Hitler, second cousin to Churchill. Second cousin to Queen Elizabeth and second cousin to Stalin. And they're all second cousins of the Merovingian bloodline. Rothschilds was donating sperm and grandfathers. Let's call it what it is. Yeah, buddy. And hunt down those Jews, man. Get rid of those Hebrew Israelites. Let's kill them. So the 144,000 can't form. And so we, the tribe of Dan, will have a little something extra. Let's get down to it now. For what it really is. 1929. 1932 was collateral. Oh, forgot to tell you. Collateral for 1929. Every man, woman, and child in America was collateralized by use of the birth certificate. That was the purpose of the birth certificate. Oh, and if you're a property, you got to have a number, don't you? It's called a Social Security number. FDR, one of the most evil presidents we've ever had. I have a quote from him that would curl your hair. I talked about it yesterday. It's called for what it really is. So that gave us property. I mean, your work and your grandmother's work, great-grandmother, how old you are, whatever, back in 1930s till now, was bonded by a birth certificate through the IMF. You're slaves, man. See, now they want you to know that, though, today. They want you to know you're slaves. That's another story. So that gave another 70 years. Now, watch this. Add 70 to 1929. What do you get? 1999. Imagine that. Now, go back to an hour ago what I said. That was supposed to be World War III, June 1999 to December. The end of the last 70-year bank cycle. No more collateral, but a new world order would have taken over in dictatorship. They've tried six times to put a dictatorship in the United States since 1933. And they failed every time. You know why? Because Jesus Christ is in charge. One of these joint chiefs of staff, these so-called preachers out here that's on the national level, your congressman and these Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, when are they going to learn they're not in control? And their master, Satan, is not in control either. But Jesus Christ is in control. He allows Satan certain latitude. As we pull away from him, he gives more latitude to Satan. Family, it's all set up. This is the reality. This is a call to arms. I look at the bigger picture. There's a lot of people look at the bigger picture. Call Watchmen. Dog nabbit. But now, 1999, oops, oh, big boo-boo, no New World Order. I think Alex Jones tried to pair it off that Putin was launching an attack on December 31st, 1999. I never understood that broadcast. I mean, it never happened. Putin wasn't attacking nothing, and yet it went off as if he was. I just never understood why they went ahead with that. Anyway, I guess to see how people would react December 31st, 1999. I was in Kosovo. I know for a fact I was on the boundary there. I was friends with several of the naval intelligence, of the Russian intelligence there that I was working with about getting information about the terrorist activities and terrorist gangs and all this, that, and the other. Americans wouldn't help me. So I was working with Carabinieri, Italian, and the Russian intel. I traded information with them. They gave it to me. I was working for an international group. And I was serious about helping people. And Americans wouldn't give me squat. I did have some lieutenants and some captains snuck me some intel reports under the table. But that's about it. So we went to a stimulus. Now, here comes the hook. Being that Carter, Clinton, some others, traitors, Luciferians, they're not Christian. It's a heresy for them to say they are. By their maneuvering, by design, allowing the Chinese to gain access to America, beginning in the Panama Canal, Long Beach Naval Base, over a period of about 15 years, so they could invade the United States without you knowing about it. Oh, Clinton's a big part of it. Clinton Gate. China Gate. Or whatever. They're all traitors. Now, we need collateral. If we're going to buy your loan and get you out of scotch for the next, you know, however long it takes for you to bring a new world order, China saw an opportunity to gain access to the prize. And you know what the prize is? The new Atlantis? It's the North American continent. That's the prize. The new Atlantis. That's us. Sir Francis Bacon. Avatar. Oh, it goes along. This is all connected, man. It's really fascinating, actually. So, guess what they did? Need collateral. We got it. We'll give you sovereign territory in America. We'll call it foreign trade zones and give it to you. And you pay off our debt and collect our debt and all that. And that's what they did. You have 257 foreign trade zones in America that is sovereign Chinese territory. Now, 257 zones and more. 50 states. Well, that's ugly. That's like two or three per state. That's not good at all. Was given to China as collateral. How come Ron Paul, Rand Paul, and all these other so-called patriots? Right. Baloney. How come they're not raising Cain about this? Where's the truck drivers that working for these that aren't setting their trucks in front of the foreign trade zones? Boycotting and whatever cotton they got going on, stopping it from happening. How about going to Congress and say, man, do something about that foreign trade zone. What's China doing over here? Oh, we have a World War III coming to China, don't we? Wait a minute, man. You're giving territory to China. You got Chinese military here anyway. And we got World War III, and you got, there's some cooperation going on here. Don't you think? I mean, after all, FDR, Churchill, oh yeah, and Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in 1923 to 28. They sure did. You getting the idea here, what's going on? Okay, back to the dates. So that being said, check this out. although I'm sure it's a coincidence. April 19th, 1861 was the Baltimore riot, considered first bloodshed of the Civil War. April 20th was the birthday of an avatar by the name of Adolf Hitler. Second cousin, blah, blah, blah. You got it? April 19th, 1904 was the Great Fire of Toronto. April 19th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt announces that the United States will be abandoning the gold standard. We don't have any gold standard under our money. It's a piece of paper. I call it IOUs on steroids. It's got a lot of Satan's designs on it, though. April 19th, 1943, 10 years later, trapping the last Jewish resistance fighters in a storm in Norway, holding them, the Nazis, stormtroopers, began to pour fire into each end of the storm drain using flamethrowers. April 19th, 1943. There's your fire sacrifice. April 19th, 1989. A gun turret explodes in USS Iowa, killing 47 sailors. April 19th, 1992. The feds attempt to raid Randy Weaver. Christian identity, even though, but they had no right to do that. They murdered his wife. I don't go along with Christian identity, but hey, you know, it ain't the right thing to do, but they were used as pigeons. Randy Weaver's, the Idaho White Separatist Group, wanted on federal gun charges. April 19th, when they launched this thing. Sound a little familiar going on here? April 19th, 1993, a year later, the 51-day siege, Branch Davidian compound outside Waco. Fire breaks out. 81 people die, men, women, and children. I'm sure all this is coincidence, though. April 19th, 1993, same day, same year, South Dakota Governor George Mickelson and seven others were killed when a state-owned aircraft crashed in Iowa. He's a good governor, I understand. Uh-huh. April 19th, 1995, Oklahoma City bombing. Y'all pick your jaws up off the floor if you want to. Once again, women and young children were sacrificially killed that day as carried out to stigmatize American militia groups and with Christian values. That was the purpose of it. A microchipped McVeigh is the one that did it. Microchipped McVeigh. You understand? April 20th. Columbine. Two kids under Prozac, controlled by microchip, Prozac. Columbine High School Massacre was a school shootout, a shooting, actually, occurred April the 20th, 1999, Columbine. April 19th, Joseph Ratzinger was elected as Pope. That's significant. April 16th, Virginia Tech Massacre. He had family members in the DOD. Anybody ever heard of a septal implant, a device? Microchipped also? Prozac? Y'all getting the idea? Massacre of guess how many? 33 students. Uh-huh. That was a sacrifice, a satanic sacrifice. April 20th. Gulf War Rising fire. Sacrifice. Family, that's just scratching the surface. You want to think those are accidental? Go on ahead. They do these events on days where they're going to be a sacrifice to Moloch. April 19th, 1775, to take weapons. Need sacrifice. April 19th, 1943, to take weapons by the elite Nazi troops. April 19th, 1993, 50 years later, Janet Reno, Branch Davidian compound, men, women, and children for stockpiling illegal guns. That's three for three. It's called dialectic. Y'all. I've done my research. I'm trying to tell people what's going on instead of getting caught up in all this baloney. Frustrating. Well, I haven't covered all of it either. This goes back. '1500s. Let's see, you had some other things here. April 19th, 1960, students in South Korea held a nationwide pro-democracy protest. Oh, April 19th, 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba ended in failure. April 19th, 1971, Vietnam veterans against the war began a five-day demonstration in Washington, D.C. My. What a web we weave. You see, it's all connected, family. Every bit of it. Now, I'm not giving it justice because there's a lot more. Family, this is supernatural what we're dealing with. I don't know what it's going to take to get people to see this. We are in a real war and a call to arms, and it is supernatural. And if you're not being told this, they're not giving you the whole scoop. Spiritual warfare is the only way to deal with it. There is no other way. Any agreements made has been made way ahead of time. In every case. It's all scripted like a reality show. Now, you have coming up. Oh, yeah, here we go. So now on the 1st of May, you have a Veterans March. Veterans, watch your back. Veterans, look around you when you're marching. You will have infiltrators of the police department inside that march. And they're going to start causing trouble. If they do, you need to stop them quickly. They're not on your side. They work for the police department and they're dressed up like you. And there's ways to stop it without knocking somebody out and causing violence and all that. I talked about that yesterday. You will have infiltrators. They are going to take your picture. They're going to have those cameras rolling and face recognition, the whole nine yards. They want to see what veterans are out there. And then you will be targeted. You see, and the leaders of these things, you can't trust the leaders of these things. All right. Now, to give you some evidence here, and some of you all, my regular listeners, and we are increasing today a little bit, I'm going to play something you've heard before, but I need to play this, I do believe, in case I got new listeners, to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. There's nothing new under the sun. Beginning with this one.
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler's services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher regulations on corporate exploitation and misdeeds.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
But the country was not entirely behind the populist president. large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A congressional committee ultimately found evidence of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. As today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Corporations have gone global. And by going global, the governments have lost some control over corporations, regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted. Governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 50 or 60 years ago. And that's a major change. So governments have become powerless compared to where they were before.
Capitalism today commands the towering heights and has displaced politics and politicians as the new high priests and reigning oligarchs of our system. So capitalism and its principal protagonists and players, corporate CEOs, have been accorded unusual power and access. This is not to deny the significance of government and politicians, but these are the new high priests.
Now, while I played that one again, I want to make the point that the 1st of May is supposed to be a Veterans March as a buffer, as a hammer. And then the 16th of May is supposed to be a 1.8 million man march, or whatever they got planned, that's supposedly going to take place. And then in the meantime, here's this article. Watch this one. See, that's why I played that, so it put it in perspective. Dated April the 9th, is yesterday. American Spring Ultimatum. Both houses of Congress began receiving letters demanding the resignation of six officials. Oh, you see. They're all working together. Now, that being said, members of the Knights of Malta are very high level. Mandela was a Knights of Malta. Churchill was a Knights of Malta. You see? Now, that being said, I got another one for you. This will give you an idea from a well-known president.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger.
Okay, that's a summarization of what JFK, before he was assassinated, was trying to tell us about the secret societies. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry. This is what he's talking about. Communism is all a part of it, of this new world order, behind the scenes, the reality of setting up all these wars fall upon them. 9-1-1 was a Freemasonry sacrifice. September 11th, 1966, was a Freemasonry dedication of the cornerstone for the World Trade Center. September 11th, 1941, was a Freemason dedication to the Pentagon. And both were used as sacrifice in 9-1-1. This is the reality behind the scenes. Right now, people are looking to heroes, human heroes, to solve this problem, to get us out of tyranny. But I got another thing to play for you. I did it yesterday, I'm going to play it again today. Those of my regular listeners, forgive me. But I may have some that don't. I got to make a point. Who's the enemy? Who's the ones they want to resign? That's almost too funny. They want, of course, Obama to resign and and all the so-called, the alleged Muslims, and they're all playing the part. And, they're really going all out for this thing. The division between the military and the U.S. administration. Who's on our side? Well, you would have General Boykin, right? He's a Knights of Malta. He's linked up to Rick Joyner, who's another Knights of Malta. And they should be on our side, right? That's what they say anyway. But the Knights of Malta is what JFK was talking about. Well, we got this thing.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak Initiative's own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill, period. It's not, thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of, they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near, and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution. by suspending the Constitution.
Now, I played that the other day. I played it again to make a point in case others are listening, but also to remind people of this hypocrisy that's going on. These are Knights of Malta members calling for a revolution that's against the ones they want to resign. Eric Holder and Queen Elizabeth II and all this stuff. It's a play, family. It's a play. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. They're pulling y'all's strings. Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, those that don't care, all of you, they're pulling your string at the highest level. These secret societies are heading down the wrong path, man, but they're pulling everybody with them, even themselves, like quicksand. They don't realize there's a level higher up than they are that's jerking their chain, filling their little bags of candy, but that candy is worms. Now, this is not new. I played you one in 1973. I played you one in, well, recently. JFK told you about it. What can I say? And then in 1984-87, they'd planned it again.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan, in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
Now, there is no Constitution. They forgot to tell you that. 1938, in a sneaky way, they rendered the Constitution null and void in a ruling in Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. The Constitution was eliminated. Now, they're under blood oath not to tell you this. And others that know about it and really care are dancing around it, trying to get the information out to us in a way they can, without dying. This is what's really going on in your government, and the European government, and Scandinavia, and Russia, and China, and Africa, and you name it. Every single one of them. All of them. Not just America, but all of them. This is reality. But guess what? They lose. One of the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism is, and I quote, deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution, unquote. It's never meant to be followed since 1776. They have to have the remedy to placate the public and when to set up the takeover. But they must keep us placated until they have total control. That's what they're doing. And they do little test cases like this thing in Nevada. to see how far along we are, how dumbed down we are, how medicated we are with the fluoride and all that. They show these little articles to their groups of patriots or groups of veterans and the groups of Tea Party and all these to see what they're going to how they're going to react. You got veterans out there that really care, but they don't understand this juggling act that they're being done, and this bait and switch act that they're being thrown upon them by their own generals, their own politicians, and the ones within them. Ron Paul is a Rosicrucian. His wife is an Easter Star. Now, that's a problem. That makes him a liar. And he's under a blood oath. Your judges are Freemasons and warlocks. I know two of them down in Winder, Georgia, that are warlocks behind the bench. This is what's really going on in the background. In the meantime, for their activities to foment these April 19th and Easter and Christmas and all these so-called holidays, which they're not, they sacrifice and murder thousands of children. Ones that you see on TV are part of this. They wear the robes like some horror movie when they go to Bohemian Grove, dance around the trees and pee-pee on the trees and trunks and do who knows what in their little cabins. You understand? I'll get down to it. Child Protective Service are the kidnappers of the children that they give the CIA to use. Senator Nancy Schaefer was on their honey butts, going to close them down. She was murdered, allegedly by her husband, who shot her while she was sleeping and killed himself. Except they can't decide whether he shot himself in the head or the chest, you understand? Russo was opening up the truth. Bill Cooper has opened up. He was Illuminati. He changed over. John Todd and a whole host of others. And they all have something in common. They were murdered. David Wilkerson would not bow down like Billy Graham and all the rest of them have. David Wilkerson was a true evangelist, a true man of God, who would not come along this last 6 months or last year, the last couple years, to all line up with this agenda like all the rest have. You study his death, you'll find out he was murdered. He's a powerful man, of God. Not like the ones you got today, Copeland and Hagee and Joyce Myers and Crouch and T.D. Jakes and Brazier Dollar. Almost every single one of them today are not men of God by no stretch of imagination. They sport off corrupted Bibles, not the King James. That right there is a truth teller in itself. When are people going to stand up for the truth and deny, ask for forgiveness for taking that blood oath? When? Is it going to take the tribulations to put you on your knees to make you do it? You better hope not. If that's the last thing you do, okay, well, but if it takes that far, how far along are you going to be gone? Nancy Schaefer.
Our next speaker is Senator Nancy Schaefer. Nancy? Oh, there you are. Yes, Nancy is a longtime EvaForum member and leader. She has had an organization called Family Concerns, which was very effective all over the state of Georgia, and another one called Family Concerns Pregnancy Center. She has been in the Georgia State Senate for several terms and is a member of six Senate committees. Please welcome our good friend, Senator Nancy Schaefer.
Thank you, dear Phyllis, and thank you to all of you. I have served in the Georgia State Senate for 4 years. One of my greatest pleasures, other than my sonogram bill, was getting the resolution passed to stop the North American Union. However,
For 4 years, I have been confronted with families struggling to remove their children from the clutches of Child Protective Services. I wrote a scathing report last year on the corruption in Child Protective Services, and an update and copies are out on the table. During the last session of the Georgia General Assembly, I introduced Senate Bill 415 relating to juvenile proceedings, and copies of that bill are attached to the report on the tables. The bill 415 called for the time allotted for the Department of Human Resources to provide emergency care to a child without a court order to be reduced from 7 days to 72 hours. It required a court order to enter the residence of a parent or guardian to seize a child. It called for family court to be open to the public. Confidentiality and secrecy in family court protects the wrong people. It provided that immunity in the system shall not extend to the seizures of children that are found to be in violation, nor to the administration of medication to a child over the objection of the parent or custodian, and it provided the state from applying for obtaining, receiving, or accepting adoption incentive payments under the Federal Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997. The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire built on taking children and separating families. This is not to say that there are not those children who do need to be removed from wretched situations and need protection. However, my report is concerned with the children and parents caught up in legal kidnapping. Having worked with probably 300 cases statewide and hundreds across the country, and in nearly every state, I am convinced there is no accountability in Child Protective Services. I have come to several conclusions. Two or three are, one, that poor parents, not always, but oftentimes, are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire an attorney and fight the system. That caseworkers and social workers are very often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence. They fabricate evidence, and they seek to terminate parental rights unnecessarily. That the separation of families and the snatching of children is growing as the business grows because state and local governments have grown accustomed to having these taxpayer dollars to balance their ever-growing budgets. That the bureaucracy is huge. Look at who is getting paid. State employees, attorneys, court investigators, guardian ad litems, court personnel and judges. There are psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists, counselors, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on. All are looking to the children in state custody to provide job security. That the Adoption and the Safe Families Act, set in motion first in 1974 by Walter Mondale and later in 1997 by President Bill Clinton, offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. In order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local Child Protective Services would need more children. They must have merchandise that sells, and they must have plenty so the buyer can choose. Some counties often offer $4,000 to $6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers, and an additional $2,000 for a special needs child. Employees work to keep the federal dollars flowing. But that is only the beginning figure in the formula in which each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. As you can see, this program is offered from the very top and is run by Health and Human Resources. This is why victims in Child Protective Services get no help from their legislators. It explains why my bill, Senate 415, suffered such defeat in the Judicial Committee, and why I was cut off at every juncture, and why I was defeated myself last month for my reelection by another Republican. that tax dollars are being used to keep this gigantic system afloat. Many grandparents have called me to get custody of their grandparents before being lost in the system. Grandparents who lose their grandchildren to strangers have lost their own flesh and blood. The children lose their family heritage, and grandparents, and parents too, lose the connection of their heirs. And that the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect in 1998 reported that 6 times more children died in foster care than in the general public, and that once removed to official safety, these children are far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation, than in the general population. Think what that number is today, 10 years later. Here are a couple of the recommendations on my list. Call for an independent audit of all state child protective services and for a federal congressional hearing on child protective services. Abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money. I have witnessed such injustice and harm brought to so many families that I am not sure if reform of the system is even possible. The system cannot be trusted. It does not serve the people. It obliterates families and children simply because it has the power to do so. What I have said to you in these few minutes is that we must confront the fraud in child protective services. Child protective services seizes children using the very system that is paid for by the taxpayer who actually believes it is used to protect abused and neglected children. The bureaucracy of workers benefit financially by a system that converts children into cash while destroying their families and their lives. No child who emerges from the system can ever be sound or whole. Many disappear and never are ever heard from again. God will not stand for what is happening to our children and our families. His heart beats for these children. He will lift up the downtrodden. What is happening in America regarding child protective services is a criminal political phenomenon, and it must be brought to an end. Please join me in working to help set our children and our families free. To whom much is given, much is required. As you pray for this nation, pray for the upcoming election, and for our national financial crisis, please pray for our children, and for our families. We all must press on and win this race for America. Thank you very much.
Do you understand how dark...
Now, I find that interesting. Very interesting indeed. Because she's going to make a difference. She's going to make a big difference, actually. And they knew it. Because she was on the trial. She wouldn't back down. She was tough. She was real. Now, I find it somewhat interesting that her efforts was going places. She had a lot of people behind her. But what she didn't know was that the Freemasons and Knights of Malta and so forth, you're probably tired of me saying that, aren't you? Well, I'm not. Because I try to remind people, even them, that they're being used as pawns in this big game. So you got Rick Joyner, who's on the side of the veterans, overtaking the America. We need a military coup. By his own words, publicly. There's no fear there. And Rick Joyner is a Knights of Malta, along with Mandela, with Churchill, and Leonard Horowitz, Noel of Oliver North. Hey, you see something connected here, do you now? How about that? Did you know that when a military person dies, no matter where, when they die, especially in war, the government has an insurance policy that they collect on it. number two. That's a lot of money now. One person that dies, the government collects an insurance policy. They get theirs. But do the dependents get it? Or get another one? That's number one. And number two, remember I told you a little while ago about the America's being as collateralized, 1933, that on your birth certificate, the day you're born, the day you start crying, and you put your little footsies on that little birth certificate, and they send that birth certificate to the IMF to bond you as a debt slave. They want you to know that now, so you'll fight for this tyranny and against tyranny and all that, and the other. But anyway, it's all the same old standard. They want you to know you're in bondage today, you see. But in any case, they've kept it secret since Woodrow Wilson and Mandel House set it up in the early 1900s. You see. And so this trust, when you're born with that birth certificate, you're given a $1 million trust to pay off your debt. So it goes into your IMF account, wherever they keep it, Switzerland, wherever, you didn't know about. Now, that debt, that trust of $1 million a day you're born has been collecting interest. A baby boomer is estimated to be worth $350 million. That is in your name and your account kept in Switzerland with your birth certificate as the ownership held by the IMF. So when that military person dies, they get that money too. Oh, boy. Ching, ching. And I don't speak Chinese. How about that, huh? They get a life insurance policy collected when a military person dies. And they get a whatever is worth from that account goes to the government, man. You don't even know about it. You could collect on it, but it's accepted for value, they call it. They started collecting on that in 2006. And they murdered the guy that was teaching people about it. Family, what do I have to do to tell people, man, in my little old world here in Mount Airy, North Carolina? Oh, Andy Griffin, y'all. You know what I mean? Well, I've done my research. And I just try to pass it on, then I go about my little life here in Mount Airy, y'all. And haven't even met Opie yet. I used to live in Mayberry. It's a little community outside of Mount Airy. It's a little community. I lived out in the Franklin area near Toast. Yeah, Toast. Yeah, it's a little town. And then a little further beyond Toast, about 6 miles or five, is a little Mayberry community. I lived near there, Long Street, when I was a youngster. Y'all. John 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life. They may have it more abundantly. And Osteen, that doesn't mean paying off your debt and having a Mercedes Benz in your parking lot or two-car garage. Abundantly means life, joy, love, happiness. Osteen, you need to go back to school. You've lost it. Family, I don't know how to say it to these. I don't know how to say it. I really don't, except straight ahead. It is supernatural what we're dealing with. People will avoid it for as long as they can until it comes and smack them in the face. Tomorrow, I'm going to go over details about the supernatural, the call to arms, the battles you have over strategic territory in the supernatural realm, which is the rule. And I guess they'll continue on with this made-up, limited scope performance test in Nevada. They may even kill some people over to make it look real. But it's all scripted out. All your generals are on both sides. At the highest level, there being another civil war. The breakup of the United States began with Nixon and Executive Order 11647. He effectively divided the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, to be taken over by the UN by 1975. It failed. to happen. They just simply transferred it into Oliver North, Giafreda, Reagan, FEMA. FEMA transition 2009. Go look at it. And compare that FEMA transition 2009 in the event of national disaster, how they divide up in 10 unions, 5 states each, or 10 regions, 5 states each, with Executive Order 11647 for Nixon, 1972. It's the same exact plan. They want each state to secede. They want a division between the federal government and the states so that the UN won't have too much trouble in taking over our country. Thanks to our own government, military leaders at the highest level, who are secret society members, playing you all for a fool. Pray them out of there, and pray that Jesus Christ comes back to stop these sacrifices, to stop this evil. But before that happens, there's got to be the tribulations. Judgment of everything that's happened must take place before Jesus Christ comes back. We're talking a serious roto-rooter going on here. 7 seals, 7 trumpets, and 7 bowls in a 7-year period. It's a-coming. And just like Senator Schaefer, talking about the children, who's going to take revenge for the children? What does God say? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Not for us. We pray. We witness to others. God takes care of his own. And God takes care of the evil. Psalms 34:21. And he shall have the evil to fight the evil. That's God's business. That's way over our heads as a human being. Impeachment and all that stuff is almost funny. It's almost hilarious if it wasn't sad. No such thing as impeachment. It's a play act. Get people to resign. They just give them retirement bonuses and say, now go play and thank you very much for your service. We'll make it look good on the news that we've defeated you. Illuminati's been defeated. Fulford, who works for Rockefeller's family, they all work together. The only thing that's going on is the division between the two of who's going to be the big dog in charge. Well, I got news for him. That one, he's no dog. He's a creator of this universe. His name's Jesus Christ. And he's already way ahead of him. Which side are you going to be on? It's going to come down to that. Not country, not flag, not republic or constitution, any of that stuff. All that's to keep you all busy and distracted. It's about you making peace with the Lord. And that's what it's all boiled down to. And everything else to keep you off that track. Patriotism and sovereignty and all that stuff, all that I've discovered is an idol to keep you off track. It's about Jesus and Jesus alone. If he wants to bring the country back and all that and extend it, that's his business. Our business is to get this stopped, and that's to pray for Jesus to come back. For him to come back, his words must be preached throughout the world, and he's been doing that. He's been at work with it, with the Holy Spirit, and to bring the tribulations that are to come. Judgment will precede it. And then comes 1,000 years of peace. There's no way that's going to be changed. It's impossible. Family, have a great day. Through Jesus Christ, you win. Make you start making your choice of decisions, fasting and praying. Family, tonight, Bible study 7:30 to 9. And I want to let you all know that I'm played up at High Point Radio, highpointradio.net. John Kirkler. He's got a radio station. He plays our broadcast and Bible studies. He plays them randomly. And KBLU Radio in Colorado. KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network. Tonight, 7:30 Bible study. Tomorrow, 4 to 6. Hit the ground running. Y'all have a great evening. God bless. Good night. And this is the Watchman signing off. Good night. Come to him and cry.
The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. And as I sign off, the station will continue with this 24-hour loop. Have a great evening. Good night.